2001, The Orange Carpet. The game. Baltimore Orioles 2, Boston Red Sox 1 in 11 innings at Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, Maryland. Attendance was 46,547 on Monday, April 2nd, 2001. The weather, cloudy, breezy, and cold. Hall of Famers, Orioles third baseman Cal Ripken Jr. and first base coach Eddie Murray, and Boston pitcher Pedro Martinez. Game highlights. Fans were treated to an absolute masterpiece, a pitcher's duel featuring two of the game's finest. The newest Oriole, four-time All-Star and 1996 American League Cy Young Award winner Pat Henkin, against the man who would win the award three of the next 4 years, Boston's Pedro Martinez. Each man gave up only one run. Martinez completed seven innings, while Henkin lasted into the ninth. Neither was around in the bottom of the 11th when Baltimore's Brady Anderson drove in Jerry Hairston with the winning run. The city was still basking in Super Bowl glory. Just 2 months earlier, the Ravens had defeated the New York Giants for Baltimore's first football title in 30 years. It had been only 17 years since that bizarre opening day week in 1984 when the city honored its 1983 World Series winners just days after losing its NFL team to Indianapolis. And just like 1984, the Orioles had a new television home in 2001. Comcast SportsNet had replaced Home Team Sports. The story. Every major league city has its own unique opening day rituals and traditions. Some enjoy the adrenaline rush of a military flyover. Others cover the outfield with a field-sized American flag unfurled by heroes and first responders. For decades in Washington, D.C., the president usually threw out the ceremonial first pitch. In every city, it's the only day of the regular season when everyone in uniform gets introduced to the crowd, every coach and every player. They emerge from the dugout one by one, first the visitors, then the home team. Excited fans react. Players slap hands like little leaguers, and they line up between home plate and either first base or third base. But in Baltimore, it's different. For more than a quarter century at Camden Yards, after the visitors are introduced and lined up between second and third base, attention turns from the visiting dugout to straightaway center field and the far end of the orange carpet. Not to be confused with the celebrity runway of similar name associated with Nickelodeon's annual Kids' Choice Awards, the orange carpet at Oriole Park splits the outfield in half each opening day, stretching about 300 feet from second base to the outfield wall where it meets a festive arch of orange and white balloons. Out of sight, the players process single file from their clubhouse halfway around the ballpark to the bullpen where they wait patiently until their names are called. Dramatic music and fireworks accompany the unveiling of each player. The orange carpet has become an iconic entryway where Orioles fans cheer their favorites, welcome new players, and watch carefully to see if nervous rookies complete the run without tripping. Although he had not yet decided to retire, fans knew opening day 2001 might very well be the final time they would see 40-year-old Cal Ripken Jr. make his way down the orange carpet. The ovation for him was memorable. For 24-year-old rookie Jay Gibbons, this anxiety-filled welcome to the big leagues ritual was equally memorable. He made it without incident. According to the players, it's an opening day unlike any other. After a stellar career, mostly in Cleveland and Toronto, five-time All-Star Joe Carter played the final opening day of his career as an Oriole. Best remembered for his heroic walk-off home run to win the 1993 World Series for the Blue Jays, Carter had never experienced anything quite like this. "We really got the orange carpet treatment," he told Peter Schmuck of the Baltimore Sun after opening day 1988. "I've been through 14 opening days, but I've never been involved in one with this much hoopla and excitement." Brad Brock spent three seasons in San Diego before joining the Orioles in 2015 and earned his way into the All-Star game in 2016. Remembering his first orange carpet experience, Brock reflected later, "It's a really special day. It's great for the fans, but as a player," he added with great sincerity, Getting to run down the orange carpet is truly an honor. Running down the orange carpet was an incredible feeling, recalled former Oriole Mike Bordick in a 2019 interview with PressBox Online. Bordick played 7 seasons in Oakland before replacing Ripken at shortstop in 1997. It's like a dream. There's this incredible amount of anxiety because it's opening day. You put all that time into spring training and then boom, there's this huge amount of hoopla. The pre-staged orange trappings debuted in 1997, but the tradition was born a year earlier as a patriotic surprise. On opening day 1996, fans thought it was odd to see the Kansas City Royals dutifully take their positions between second and third base, as their names were called, not along the third baseline. The Orioles coaches were quietly introduced from the Baltimore dugout and trotted out toward second base. Suddenly, 5 members of the Camden Yards grounds crew frantically rolled out a red carpet from the outfield toward second base. The red, white, and blue balloon arch appeared out of nowhere. President Bill Clinton was in the house, and the decorations needed to match the occasion. Patriotically clad junior cheerleaders rushed to their positions along the runway. Fittingly, Cal Jr.'s younger brother Bill was the first player ever to make such an opening day entrance. Hall of Fame broadcaster and master of ceremonies John Miller welcomed Bill back to Baltimore after 3 years of exile in Texas and Cleveland. After the non-starters were introduced, Miller welcomed home another former Oriole, new manager Davey Johnson. Davey played for Baltimore from 1965 to 72 and later managed the New York Mets from 1984 to 90 and Cincinnati Reds from 1993 to 95. The energized Johnson sprinted from center to second faster than any of his players. "This is the opening day I'll remember," he said later that day. "I've had capacity crowds in New York and big crowds in Cincinnati, but this was definitely special. It gave me chills. I'm not one to show much expression, but I could hardly hold it in." Memorable? Special? For someone, opening day always is. For the box score, play-by-play, and more, visit openingday5050.com.